Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So I want us to understand how natural tendencies can overshadow the way of
Christ.
Let us look at the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 9 to 11. Over there, Jesus gave us a fundamental about prayer. Jesus put prayer in the fact of God's fatherly love. And that is where we have to anchor our prayers after the way Jesus taught us. That he wants us to remember and understand that as we pray, that God is a father who loves us. If you bear this in mind, there is no way you are ever going to doubt that God will do that which you want him to do for you. Because Jesus Christ said, or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will give him a serpent? And then he says that if you then being evil, know how, please underline how, you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven good give good things to those who ask him? This is a foundation for fervent prayer that you must never depart from. Anytime you go to God, just look at yourself. If your son comes to ask you for something, will you turn the son away when you have it? No way. Jesus said, look, even you being human, you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will God give good gifts to those who ask him? There are some things I do for my children and I do for my family. Even some of you, they don't even have to ask, because I love them and I know they need it. The Bible says that evil as you are, in other words, you have lost your original state, nature has fallen, even you, you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts if only they ask? Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I want to assure all of us that we must understand the love of God based upon which we offer our prayers. And it is far more than the love of humans. Far more than the love of a mother who has carried a baby for 9 months and will provide food for the baby when the child is hungry. I came to tell you today. That my God will do it for you. Even because you know how to do it.
What
do you think about God? That he is wicked? That he will keep it from you? He is not like that. Jesus said, how much more will your heavenly Father give when you ask? So when you go to God in prayer, you must be assured fundamentally that he is better than you. He is better than you. And if you can do it for people, if you can have compassion for people, do you know the compassion of God? If he gave you life, he has given unto you everything that will beautify the life. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So you must be fundamentally assured of the love of God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The Bible says that cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. Because he cares for you. Because he's not happy that you are going through that. One time David went through something. David went to take
Bathsheba.
Now the prophet of God came to David. That David, why did you do that? The word of God came to
David.
I've given you many wives. He said that if they were not enough for you, I would have even given you more. Why have you gone for the only wife of this poor guy and you have killed him, you have minimized him in order for you to have more for yourself?
Our
father has abundance.
I
said our father has abundance. He has abundance of all things. He doesn't have to rob somebody in order to bless you. He doesn't have to minimize somebody in order to exalt you. So don't be in the business of taking other people's wives. Don't be in the business of taking that which other people have to enrich yourself. Do you understand?
Yes. And it may not what you said. Walk off on Crofonioma. Now would you be a man for be dear and fan before more than once away?
Because if what you have is not enough,
said the woman and so on,
just ask. I said, just ask.
Misanikake.
He is a heavenly father. He is going to satisfy you. He gives life abundantly. Do you understand that? He is not a stingy God. He is a God of love. The Bible says that herein is love perfected among us. Whose love is perfect apart from God's love? So the Bible says that the love of God, 1 John 4:17, has been perfected, has been made perfect. Past tense, so when was it made perfect? It has been perfected already among us in this, that as he is, so are we.
Hallelujah.
In this world.
Hallelujah. Wasi wanyanku pondo ne dimu e wadia bakoso. Adia nani den. Wasi sadia wate wasrono. Sana wonsu mene woyete e wasasi.
The great show perfection of God's love for you.
Na wanyanku pondo e dimu kesia wadema uni.
Is that he sees you like Jesus.
Se wohu sadia wohu Christo.
In such a way that you will be bold in the day of judgment.
Ama emrene suwa atemu danu ubenya kukudro.
Because as Jesus is right now.
Sadia Christo tisisia.
So are you, as you are listening to me, if you are a believer.
Now, sana wuti, emra wuti emise uyo jidinia.
Yes, he sees you like Jesus.
Ohu se Christo.
Do you think that Jesus has to struggle for God to hear his prayer?
Ujidi se yesu na waso abran sana nyami ati eni mpaibo.
So are you in this world.
Sana wuso ti, I receive.
Do you believe that Jesus is praying and interceding for us?
Na ujidi se wo Christo, o tina o nyami abenifa e bom pa yedima yeyana.
So are you in this world.
Sana
so are you to pray in this world? But you must pray the way that God sees Jesus. So that you come with boldness in his name. Because he loves us. He said to God, that Lord, I want my people to know that you love them as you love me, that the way you love me is the same way you love them.
Yesu kachie nyankopon se nyankopon me pacho mi pese me chidifo nyina hu se wodo wo mo se dia wodo me no so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you must not depart from this fundamental understanding about prayer.
Enotisa empabom tiase we mentwe hu mfim.
Again, Jesus Christ put prayer in the fact of God's knowledge of your needs.
Na yesu de mpa ebo she enimdie mu a wo behu se wo nyame wo nimdie wo wo ahia die nyina.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 7 to 8 teaches us that.
Matthew asempa tinsia eho ewo ho se.
God knows your need.
Ahia die.
He only not love you.
Ono wo keke.
Eh? To provide for you.
Ze obema wo de wo hia nyina.
But he knows your need also. That's a fundamental thing you must bear in mind concerning your prayers. That is why Jesus decried long prayers. Do you know that he did not rebuke short prayers? He didn't say that, hey, oh, you don't pray.
Eh?
He was telling them, you people, you are praying too much. Long prayers. Because you think you are going to be heard, the more time you devote for prayer, then you'll be heard. You know, sometimes charismatic think like that. The longer the prayers, the better, because the long prayers, it covers all areas. You know, it covers all unseen areas. Ladies and gentlemen, long prayers must be led. I will say it again. Long prayers must be led. I will say it again. Long prayers must be led. Because many times, the longer the prayer, the more unbelief there is. It's just few times that the longer still you are praying in faith. That is where you are led. Binding demons, dealing with devils must be led. It is not a normal feature of our prayers.
And what's a quiet idea? Yet, dear,
I'll say it again.
Mechanibu.
Dealing with devils in prayer must be led.
Now, sir, wo bom paye tia abon sam semna be sem no. I was saying amisu kuku ne jaw.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm not saying that you don't bind demons.
Men ka sir, men chichira abon sam.
But you need to do it with the finger of God.
I was saying we do onyankopon sa na wo dia ye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's not a compulsory feature.
Enya dia was saying wo bom paye bia chichira abon sam.
Because the more you see, they are so dead that the more you focus on them, the more death enters into you. I don't know whether you can take it. The more you don't have life expressed.
Well, sir, I beg for no more with that. And it's when you bring now with your first prayer topic, now the warning your phone about what Pai Bun. And it was say, and for one general comes, just say, Yamisu Sukunku Nedjao, now do Yame Nensa Edequetia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me talk to you about the final thing.
I did chat to you.
So the second fundamental thing we have to bear in mind in prayer is that God knows my needs. Therefore, let your words be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when you are led, you go on. Otherwise, get up and go and do what you have to physically do as a human being. Until God tells you, come back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number three.
Yeah, two summons.
You know, sometimes our prayers get loud. Those of us who belong to this section of Christianity especially. Charismatics. We pray with loudness. So sometimes our prayers can get loud. I'm not trying to teach you that loud prayers are wrong. Look at Hebrews chapter 5. And then verse 7. It tells us about the Lord Jesus in his prayers whilst he was on earth. The Bible says that who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears, to him who is able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear. So after the example of Jesus, sometimes your prayers can get loud. But please understand me that Jesus prayed loud prayers and he was tearful. Vehement tears. It's not easy at all. Because sometimes you can pray like that. But in the midst of the prayer, make sure you follow the example of Jesus. He was heard because of his reverence. He was heard because of his reverential fear.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So I say to you, in the midst of all of our movements, in the midst of all of our shoutings, in the midst of all of our tears and seeming uncontrollable nature, make sure it's in reverence. I said make sure it's in reverence. Jesus was not crying aloud in disrespect to God. It was with reverence. If there is reverence in your prayer, listen carefully. If there is reverence in your prayer, then you can do like Jesus. You can shout. But make sure that the shouting has godly fear in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Otherwise, we are unnecessarily cheating ourselves. Otherwise, we are troubling ourselves for nothing. There must be reverence in the house of God. The fact that you are moving around does not mean that you must lose reverence. As you pace up and down, as you clap your hands loudly, as you are playing the cymbal, I don't know why we do that anyway. As if when the cymbal, there is some silence, small. Why? The spirit will be annoyed or what? So every silence must be filled by people who are praying loud. Reverence.
I said
reverence.
I said
hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever thing you are doing, reverence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are shouting before God. You are moving before God. You are doing everything that you, your natural tendencies wants to be done before God. Let's end in the book of James. Chapter 5. Verse 16 to 17. It tells us something very important. It teaches us about favor. fervent prayer. Now, if you don't get anything, I want you to get this one. Because the Bible tells us that Elijah.
Bible say Elijah.
Go to the next verse. Elijah was a man subject to like passions.
Elijah not to say any power one cut to this.
Elijah.
Elijah.
He was a man.
Oye nipa.
With a nature like ours.
Ah, no, what cut there to say in ara.
He was a passionate person.
No, you'll be a one cut there.
He was just like all of us.
No, to say any na.
Our natural tendencies.
Ye nipa suni ye bang.
You know, Elijah had a human nature.
Elijah no ye nipa.
And the Bible says that he prayed earnestly that it will not rain. My question to us is, what is earnest prayer? What is fervent prayer? The Bible gives Elijah's example as an example of fervent prayer. Look at that scripture. It says that he prayed earnestly that it will not rain. If you go and read the Old Testament account about
Elijah
and praying that rain will not come. Please understand, he didn't say that he prayed for rain to come. It was when he was praying for rain to come that he prayed 7 times, putting his head between his knees. But when he was praying that the rain will not come, the Bible even doesn't record it.
Bible,
but the Bible calls the prayers that he offered
na Bible
earnest prayer, fervent prayer, earnest prayer. What about when he prayed again? That is where we are giving the account that he went into labor and the heaven gave rain. No, the Bible didn't describe that one as fervent prayer. The Bible didn't describe the one that he was praying that rain will come, which we know about in 1 Kings. That one, the Bible says he prayed. I said he calls it he prayed. But the one that he said rain should not come, the Bible called it earnest or fervent prayer. This is the basis on which the scripture said the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man avails much. It is referring to the first time Elijah prayed that there will be no rain. But the Bible was silent on how he prayed. In fact, the Bible only tells us that he went to the king Ahab and told him that there will be no rain except by my word. And then he went. The Bible calls it earnest prayer. When he went between his knees and he prayed 7 times, the Bible calls it prayer. Pastor, what are you trying to tell us? I am trying to teach us that earnestness in prayer doesn't mean everybody should be shaking. It doesn't mean everybody should be emotional. Fervent prayer. Earnest prayer. Even Elijah didn't show it for anything to be recorded. He only told the king, there will be no rain except by my word. And the Bible calls it earnest prayer. So what is earnest prayer? It is not always shouting and clapping. Then your prayers become very hot. You can pray earnest prayers in your heart. I said you can pray earnest prayer in your heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it is only sometimes that our prayers get loud. And we get into all the physical things that I saw somewhere. I went to somewhere, I was shocked. I tell you, I said, hey, what is this? I went another place, I saw the same thing. I said, hey, What is this? We should not lose it. Earnest prayer can be knowing that God loves
you.
Knowing that He knows your need. You don't have to go through tanks like everybody. If it doesn't happen to you that you shake, it doesn't mean God has not heard your prayer or answered your prayer. If God should come around, maybe He will say those who are quiet, their prayers are more earnest than all those who are throwing the tantrums and doing gesticulations and binding like this and throwing the devil and binding like this and throwing. Have you seen all those things? I want us to know that we are going into a wonderful session.
Wow.
As we go. Go with reverence. I said go with reverence. Some of you don't have to shout. Because you are not
light.
But you are being carried away. Because a prophet said, you must do it like that and throw it. Do it like that and throw it. That is not earnest. Earnest prayer can be loud. It can be Elijah's prayer.
Elijah prayer
that made things available was earnest. Both ways. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to end it this way. Let us look at Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter
4.
And then look at verse 5. Let your gentleness be known to how many people?
All men.
Let your gentleness be known to
all men.
The Lord is at hand. Hey! If you should break this thing down, can you stand it?
Mm-hmm.
Eh? Because you have made it the opposite.
Yes, say you're done.
That because the Lord is at hand, it's like let your hotness be known to all men.
And
the Bible says, let your moderation. It didn't say let your fire. Or let your inspiration. Or let your powers. Be known to all men. He says, and when the Lord is at hand, when you know that you are on the brink of a breakthrough, let your gentleness rather show. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Move to the next verse.
Yanko.
It is important for us to always read scriptures in context. So he says, be anxious for nothing. Because you see, when you are anxious, you will not be gentle. You are agitated already. You are in fever already. I mean, you are going because you are anxious. But before he said that, he said that let your gentleness be known to all men. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know that God is coming through for you in the next year that we are entering, if you know that the breakthrough of the Lord is nigh, says that let your gentleness be known. And don't be anxious about anything. But in everything. Can we all say in everything?
In everything.
Not in some things. So. Can we say in everything?
In everything.
By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we come before God, He does not want us to be worried. He doesn't want us to be anxious. No, He wants us to put that thing aside. Do you know what will make you put anxiety and worry aside? It is when, as a believer, you do not focus on the situation at hand, But you focus on the God that you have come to. Because you can go to God and you can bear in mind the precarious nature of your situation. Now this thing, if God doesn't come through right now, I am dead. When you have that disposition, when you focus on the bad situation that you have, you will go into worry. I said you will go into worry. You will be anxious. But being anxious for nothing means that take your eyes off the situation of the nation, the situation of the economy, the situation of your family. Take your eyes off it. Where should your eyes go? Unto God and His love for you. The fact that He knows your need. The fact that He knows that you are going through that.
Now, sa wo pese wo wura empaibom a woni atiti bia de wo sa wo yesa wo empaibom no yi wa dwi fi dia e hawo no so na fa wani tu sa wo nyame na wonim sa wo do na obeye wahi ade de ama wo no sa nyame na fa wani tu no so.
Then you can pray
and na ho na obetumi abom paye
with thanksgiving. I said then you can pray
and na obetumi abom paye
thanking God.
Wo asida kwa
so you can pray and supplicate
obetumi abom paye de ama
thanking God
obra wo da nyame
because you know He laughs. Because you know He knows your needs. Because you know you do not fundamentally have to shout and go through tantrums. Hallelujah. So you are not anxious. You are not worried. And do you know what will happen? Go to the next
verse.
And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guide your heart and your mind through Christ. I don't know whether this is what you want. That is what God gives. Say, Pastor, I ask for a wife. Do you know what God will give you? What He wants to give you is peace that passes understanding, that you are quiet. Quiet. You go into no anxiety, no throwing tantrum. The answers God wants to give you is in your heart, and it keep it. And then you go and open the door. My prayer for you is that we will never cheat ourselves.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.